This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
KNBC9's Jackson Kurtz is getting answers. This one has them crossing the state line into Johnson County.
Well, that report was on 610 Sports Radio this morning.
I've never heard of that. Why are you listening to the AM?
Oh, that's good. That is really good.
Thank
610
you.
Sports Radio. Thank you. Blast from the past. A little retro going on. How are you, Dusty?
Doing fantastic.
God, welcome.
Well, that
to
report was on 610 Sports Radio this morning saying that the team has contacted the Jewish Community Center.
That went viral yesterday, huh?
I guess.
What was new and different yesterday? By 7 o'clock's gonna go viral. If you thought yesterday went viral, look out, Overland Park. We got more information coming your way at 7 o'clock.
Mm. Hey, I'm just here. I just started. Look, my job's to eat food, to throw in a joke or two, and set them up. No, I'm kidding.
That was wild yesterday, man. Like, out of nowhere, I'm like, I don't know who these people are, but hi, how are you?
How are you? Good to see you, right? Yeah. Like, I said to our boss yesterday, Steve, and I go, why did this one take off so big? I said, we've been saying the same thing about this 119th location for many months now, right? Mm-hmm. It's been a while that we've been talking about that 119th location, but for whatever reason, yesterday, oh my God, you would have thought like Woj came in and dropped a Woj bomb, but
Shams now.
Yeah, Shams bomb. Yes, exactly. So we'll see.
That report was on 610 Sports Radio this morning.
Oh, is that where that was located? Was that from Channel 29 last night? Is that where that one was at?
36.
Oh, 36. That report was on 610 Sports Radio this morning saying...
I love it. That's fantastic. Yeah. I woke up to a text this morning from my mother-in-law congratulating you on your food video yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
Well done. Tell Dusty, thanks. That was outstanding yesterday.
Yeah, tell that to my scale.
did you eat everything or did you just take a bite of everything when you were out there?
Yeah, so Kramer and I did it. It was fun. We got in there yesterday, tried a bunch of the food. Very nice the Royals for having us. It was a good time. Our friend Emily was pissed. I didn't
Why?
Because I didn't. We didn't let her know what was happening.
Oh well. I mean, she does work there. I mean,
dude,
you know,
she was like, I would have came downstairs if somebody would have let me know.
Oh.
I was like, look, I got an email. The boss said if I could go, and I said yes. Yeah. She's
but
like,
we did talk about it on the show all morning long.
True.
So there's
That's
kind
true.
Of no hey, excuse right
hey, man,
there, right?
Yeah. You call her out. She was shooting piss and vinegar yesterday, man. And I was like, I don't know where this is going.
She's just back from Arizona. Got back in late Sunday night. Give her a little bit of a break. She's a sweetheart.
I am, yeah, no, totally sweet. You take a bite out of it, you'll be a diabetic.
It's a terrible joke.
That's
but kind
how
of
sweet
funny.
You are, yeah, right? Yes, no exactly.
No, but it was cool. Like, it was, you know, I'd never really done anything like that before. And so Kramer and I went out there. He did some stuff for The Wolf, for Zeke and Cody. And then we did some stuff, obviously, for the station and content. But
what was the best thing you ate at the ballpark yesterday that people can have going out there this year?
Yeah.
You had, like, fried lobster on a stick at one point.
That was good. Yeah, dude, that was good.
Are we selling fried lobster on stick this year?
Dude, it was something different because, it's supposed to look like a corn dog. And it was, like, lobster fried in tempura. And, it was just... It was nails. The slugger dog was pretty decent just because it was like chorizo.
Yeah.
But I mean, how you will eat that at a game, challenge accepted if you want to do that.
Sure.
It was really, really good. I will say this. That cork they had, that was a hard tea, like lemonade. Mm-hmm. That was fantastic.
Okay.
That was pretty nails. Like nice. It was like a lemonade tea, canned crafted cocktail. That's something like we were talking about, like baseball in July when you just melt sitting there.
Right. Yeah.
Like you're not drinking a beer. Maybe you are. You're chugging it.
Yeah. It's a lot at that point. Yeah.
But like, that's the time of year where you're like, I can put my Mandem down and drink like a seltzer because it's more crispier. It's nice.
It's more refreshing.
So, yeah, for sure. So that was good. But just the experience of like being in the crowd, like to be honest with you, Diamond Club, never done it. Never been in there, really, other than, like, that's where we enter to go to the press box.
Right.
But, like, I've never been past those doors. Felt like I was on the Titanic. Like, I thought I was, like, waiting for Jack to greet me at the top of the stairs.
Oh, I was just thinking because the stadium was sinking or something.
No, golly.
Didn't know where you were going with that one.
No, it was just, like, it felt like I was in a place I didn't belong. Like, normally I sit in, like, section 431.
Right, yeah.
You know, sunburnt, yelling. I'm, like, the guy from the Major League that's in the back talking to, Charlie Sheen. I guess that's Randy Quaid. So I don't know, like it was really good time. It was really good food. It was stuff that like I would never think about because I'm like you guys, like I go to a game and like I'm very simplistic.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want a beer, I want peanuts, I want
hot dog
nachos, a pretzel.
Yeah.
Like that's fine. But I will say, like, every once in a while it'd be nice to kind of have one of those days where you're like, you know what? We're going to eat with our, our pinky out.
Right.
Today.
And we're going to go eat lobster at the ballpark. That sounds really good.
And when I pick up an extra shift, this is why.
Right.
But no, it was a really good time. I'm glad that she enjoyed that content. We try to just try to be fun and let it be free.
Well,
and
it was
a good time because I've always admired those guys that do those shows.
Yeah.
Like I've always admired like Guy Fieri and like Adam Richman.
Oh,
and,
I do too. I love to do stuff like that.
I've always
that.
Said
yeah.
that Guy Fieri has the best job in the world. And a lot of people are like, nah, the best job in the world is the backup quarterback to Mahomes.
Well,
like,
yeah, there is that.
That might be. But like,
it's only a one-year job. Guy continues his for a long time.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I mean, like, it'd just be cool to, like, be one of those traveling, like, hey, I'm in, Nashville. I've never heard of this place before. And then you eat something, you're like, oh, my God. It's like, you go to Arizona.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, I need a pizza place, Maloney. Give me one. And then you're like, he's like, hey, go to this one.
Pizza
like,
Lisa in Sedona. I'm going to tell you, if you ever get to Sedona, Arizona, Pizza Lisa is where you go. We went to a Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives Mexican restaurant in Flagstaff. Mm-hmm. And I didn't, make a reservation there because it was Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I looked up, like, best Mexican food in Flagstaff, and this one came up. It happened to me, so made a reservation. Ipso facto, here we sit. Boy, they were really selling that Guy Fieri was there, though.
Like, oh, yeah.
Here's the item he had. They had it on the menu. Like, you've been to some of those places, I'm sure. I think everybody probably has. A lot of them don't have this is what Guy had at this place, but this place did. And we're like, all right, we'll try it. It was a sopapilla, but it was like filled with beef and stuff. It was tremendous. It was, outstanding, great food and whatnot. But I didn't choose it because of that, but it was still kind of cool that, he went there and did his thing.
Well,
and,
he's kind of a slop lord too. Like he likes like trash can nachos.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Got the sodium count on the chili cheese tater tot loaded fries. Where the hell that was 1800 milligrams of sodium.
Oh God, yes.
I mean, like, that's kind of his shtick.
Yeah.
And then I have noticed, like, a lot of people that enjoy going to, like, maybe places that he's been to, like, a lot of those places aren't even open anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of like one of those, was he doing them a favor? Was he,
right.
like, trying to whatever? But
a lot of places that were on, like, Restaurant Impossible and Bar Rescue aren't open anymore, too. You know, where they go in and they redo your restaurant, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
John Taffer and then... Why am I blanking on the guy that was on Food Network? The British guy, Muscles.
Oh, Robert
Irvine.
Chef Robert Irvine.
Yeah, like in his places, too. Some of those places have closed down. But I always liked those shows. I thought those were really good.
I've heard
shows.
Stories of
the Taffer stuff is like he'll go and like do that and they'll like remodel it. And then the people that get their like bar remodeled, sell it.
Good for them. Yeah.
Because they have A, notoriety, B, it's been renovated.
Right.
And it's like, hey, I'm going to sell this and make money off it and get out.
Get the hell out.
That's exactly what they do, which I was like, it's actually a bold strategy because like he's going to places that need help, that need renovated and need like a cultural change. And then they do it. It's on TV and you're like, hey, you want this business? It's got new floors. It's got new bar. It's got
ceiling. Yeah. It's got all the new stuff that you're going to put in anyway.
100%.
Yeah, you got to go with that. So, but those shows have ended, I think. I think Taffer's still around, but I know Robert Irvine is not still around.
But he's still jacked.
Oh, my God,
And now Guy Fieri is Food Network. Have you noticed that?
He is, yep.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Guy's Grocery Games, Tournament of Champions.
He's everywhere. Yeah.
And then there's his son.
Yeah.
Just like Jack
Vietti.
No, I think it's like Hunter.
It is Hunter, yes.
Yeah, I think he has two kids. I think their names are Hunter and Gunner.
Yeah.
And then, or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. And he brings the kids along. The kid's like, that's good.
But what I do respect is like, I think his wife is like, I don't want to be in the limelight. And you never, it's like Peyton Manning's wife.
Yeah, you,
like,
never see there. Nope. Yeah. Peyton Manning, 49 yesterday, by the way.
Really?
Too. Yeah. Celebrated his 49th birthday yesterday. Peyton Manning did. So one more for, and he's 50. Another trip around the sun for Peyton. So
he's what? He's been out of the league. He's in the Hall of Fame, right? Like, he already got inducted. Last year was like 2016.
Yeah.
So he passed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just couldn't remember when he got, because like now we're waiting for Eli to get in.
Eli, yeah. Didn't get in this year. Get in next year, I guess, maybe. But yeah, I think Peyton already got into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he had.
2021.
Oh, God. It's been that long since he's been. He's been almost retired a decade now when you think about it. I mean, he went in 2021. That's 5 years prior. I mean, my goodness.
When Peyton Manning legitimately went into the Hall of Fame, this was still relevant.
Well, that report was on 610 Sports Radio.
We have fun.
Yes, we do. Yeah. We got to have a lot of fun. So
how was your, what did you guys do yesterday? Since we're breaking the seal on what our afternoons were like. It was the first time we were together in a week.
Yeah.
Did you go home
and
keep
your phone off? I went to the gym, took a steam and got a workout in, talked to my friend Richard, who continues to lose weight. I mean, it's just
took
unbelievable.
A steam. Is that like a number two? Or
no,
is that,
no. Oh. Like, sat in the steam room. Yes, it clears out the pores,
like,
what'd man.
What did you think when you were like, yeah, took a steam? Yeah. I'm like, all right.
He loves the steam room.
I love the steam room.
That Whataburger's coming back.
Oh, no, in and out. And Whataburger goes right through you. Yeah.
What did I just eat?
Yeah. In-N-Out stays in for a while, keeps you full and keeps you healthy. But no, I've got the allergies back, though, man. Those came back right away. That's the thing I'm dealing with this morning. Are you still dealing with that? Or are you over
that now? I got back on the Allegra.
Did you?
I just said, screw it every day. Pop it and get immune. Like, I can't do that, man. Like, last Thursday and Friday, I sounded like Chucky from the Rugrats.
Yeah, I took a Sudafed this morning to try to dry that stuff up because, you know, your eyes leaking and it's all this kind of nasty stuff. It's just
awful.
You
start twitching.
Yeah, you do. Baseball's getting close. I watched the Royals a little bit last night on the Ranger broadcast.
By the way, did you hear Waka's numbers?
Not good.
8 home runs in 16 exhibition innings.
It's not been good.
Issue?
No, I'm not worried about
that. Is that Arizona
yet.
Fences?
Yeah, that's Arizona, man. Balls are flying out of the ballpark.
I was listening
there.
On the radio for some reason, and I was like, I'm sorry, he say 8 home runs in 16
exhibition?
And his ERA
is like 8.21 going into the game yesterday or something
like
that.
I was like, please don't do this to me.
No. Don't be concerned about that. I mean, look, we can't get too excited, too upset about anything that happens in spring training. The ball just, you know, barrels out of that ballpark, man, because even the Rangers announcers were saying last night, who brutal, by the way, were saying last night that, you know, that would have been a home run and surprise. That would have been a home run and surprise. That would have been a home run and surprise. So there's so many, you know, variables that affect these spring numbers. I wouldn't be concerned about now if we're sitting here on May 1st and his ERA's at 8 and he's giving up all kinds of home runs, and maybe we have a conversation.
No, he'll be fine. Cause they announced the rotation yesterday as official going forward. As you can imagine, it is Reagans, Lugo, Waka, Bubich, Lorenzen.
Yeah.
Lorenzen stayed back Wednesday to pitch his final outing. Waka pitched last night, and I believe it is going to be, is it Lorenzen
it
tonight?
It has to be Lorenzen tonight.
I think it's Lorenzen tonight, and then Cole Reagans is ready to go for Thursday. I'm ready to go.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
For Thursday?
I am, too.
You
it's
all
time.
Are probably ready for Thursday. Going to be 73, a little humid, a little windy.
That's fine. Long as it's nice, long as it's pretty, as it's beautiful, it's opening day. That's all that matters. Get the toe slabbed on the rubber or whatever they say and start this thing, you know?
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.